Mem Beis Amud Aleph. On the top line, we have a new Mishnah. Let's say a person deposits money with Bob. What does Bob do? Tsararan, he kind of wraps him up, he shulam lacharav, and flings them behind him and goes on his way. Oshem asum lebenoyo bita haktanim, or he gives them over to his son or daughter who are minors, like his 8-year-old son or his 10-year-old daughter, or na'al bifneim shleik roi, or he puts them somewhere and doesn't close the door, lock the door properly. Chayev, he would be liable. He didn't watch, take care of the item the way that would be normally responsible. If he did watch it properly and something happened, then he would be putter because he did what he was supposed to do. He watched it properly. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, I squiggle underline the Bishlama, and one line later I squiggle underline the Ella. Bishlama kulhu, we understand the different examples. If you give it to your 8-year-old daughter, or leave it in a room that's not properly, the door closed, that makes sense. Eletzraran, if he kind of put them in a kerchief and wrapped up the kerchief, if shilan lacharav, and kind of flung it behind him, might have lelamaved. Like, that sounds reasonable. What else should he have done? Well, Amar Rav Yitzchak, this is the first of 4 Rav Yitzchak members that we're going to be told over here, but this one is Amar Kra. The pasuk says v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. Now, why does the pasuk not just say and you should bind the money? What does it mean in your hand? We darshan that to mean alpha pi shetzur, and even if you have money that's bound, it should still be not sort of flung behind you. Rather, you biyadecha, it should be clearly in your hold, in your grasp. And in this case, it wasn't. Kamvar Reb Yitzchak, another Reb Yitzchak. This is a second member of Reb Yitzchak. We're going to have 2 more after this. La'ilam yekaspe shel adam matsui biyadai. A person should always have his money. Shouldn't like deposit his money with somebody else. So if some sort of business opportunity arises, he'll basically have the cash ready to go. Shneamar, like the pasuk says, v'tzarta kesef biyadecha. It should be like literally in your hand, ready to go to be able to spend. V'amar Reb Yitzchak, I know Reb Yitzchak, this is the third member of Reb Yitzchak's. La'ilam yashlish adam es ma'isa. A person should always yashlish on the word shalosh, 3, divide into 3. Well, these are 3 equal portions, or we'll call it maybe diversification of one's net worth or assets or portfolio. And I double underline this whole line. Shlish bekarka, shlish bepragmatia, shlish tachas yadei. The recommendation of Reb Yitzchak brought in the Gemara is a person should keep a third of what he's worth in land. We would call those maybe real estate assets, things that are very literally ground solid, but not easy to raise cash necessarily from, but they do produce rental checks. Shlishba pragmatia. Pragmatia is merchandise, portables, movables, things you can buy and sell. And shlish tachas yadei. And a third, again, it might be approximately a third, in cash. V'amar Reb Yitzchak, another Reb Yitzchak, this is the fourth and last teaching of Reb Yitzchak the Gemara brings. Eina bracha mitzuya el b'davar sabim ra'ayin. A blessing is not found except in that which is covered from the eye. So bracha is a very general term, means blessing. A spring is a brecha. It's sort of bursts forth from the earth, seemingly from, I don't know where it was. I mean, it was somewhere before. But bracha is not found except for things that are hidden from the eye. In other words, that everyone's not gawking at or looking at, maybe the polar opposite of what people in today's modern Western society do. If they're blessed, they show it off. They want people to see it. Here, if you have you want true bracha, it should be not exposed. Shneamar, Yitzav Hashem Yitzchas HaBracha Be'asamecha. Pasuk says, and the Lord will command His bracha, His blessing, Be'asamecha, which is like a lashon of samui, hidden, something that's hidden from the public eye. Tana Be'er Bishmo, we have a brisa goes for just over 2 lines, and I double underline this whole line. Ein HaBracha Metzuya L'Bedavar She'ena Ayin Shalat Espay. Bracha, true blessing, possibly even an increase in what otherwise would be there, is not found except in things that do not have Shein ha'ayin sholetes by, whether this is the ayin hara, people looking at it, or that eyes are constantly looking at it. Shenemar, in the same pasuk will darshan, yitzav Hashem yitchas abracha, what? Be'asamecha. And in this drush, the asamecha is similar to your storage areas, like your treasure areas. That's the end of the brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, we have another brisa. This one goes about 7 lines and starts here. Ha'hilch lamud es groinoy. This is a really amazing, unbelievable brisa. Everyone has to work, everyone has to learn, everyone has to has certain assets. If a person has a granary, where his grain is, and he's not sure how much grain there is. So ha'hilch lamud es groinoy, he's going to measure out his grain. Omer, he should say the following tefillah. Goes for about a line and a half. Yihi ratzon b'lefanecha, Hashem Elokeinu, shetishlach bracha b'maaseh yadeinu, that you should send forth blessing, which, the more blessing, the more stuff there is, b'maaseh yadeinu, with that which we did. Which is amazing. He's already harvested. He's got his grain. He hasn't measured it yet. That is a recommended bracha. Hischil lamud, even if he started to measure already, hasn't yet finished, he should say, Baruch HaShulech Bracha B'kri Hazeh. The source of all blessing is the one who sends blessing to this pile. He hasn't yet finished measuring it. However, Madad, if he finished measuring it, V'achar Kach Birech, and then he says one of these brachas, Harezu Tfilah Shav. This is a pointless, maybe even a negative idea for a prayer, because once a number, a measure, an amount has been put onto something, that's it. It's sort of been stamped with that reality forever after. And the reason is because blessing is not found. Lo bedavra hashakel, not with something that's already been weighed, meaning it can't weigh more. Lo bedavra hamadud, that which is measured. Lo bedavra manui, that which is numbered. Ela bedavra hasamui mina ayin. It's got to be something that is hidden from the eye. Shneamar, like the pasuk says, yitzav Hashem yitchas abracha ba'asamecha. That's the end of the quote of the pasuk, which we had already a few times, and the end of the brisa. Amar Shmuel, I circled Shmuel. As long as we're on the topic of bracha and blessing, ksafim einlan shmira ela bekarka. If you got get cash money, which I think in those days were coins or precious metals, maybe not really alloys, they could. So ksafim einlan shmira ela bekarka. The only place to properly guard them would be literally in the ground, like you dig a hole and put the money there. Amar Rava, I underline Rava's name. Rava says that that actually Magdi Shmuel would admit that if a person who has money goes to a guy who he wants to deposit it with, Be'erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmash, it's just like right before the sun's about to set, Deleatrachu Rabbanan. There the rabbi said, we don't require this this fellow who's having somebody else deposit money with him to go in the backyard and dig a hole right then and there. It's like basically Shabbos already. Kama. Now, he should do it, though, on Saturday night, and therefore, v'i shaha l'moitzi Shabbos, if he tarries on Saturday night, shir l'mikvrinu, the amount of time it would have taken to reasonably dig a hole and put it in and bury it, v'lo kavrinu, and he didn't bury it, m'chayev, then he actually would be liable should something happen. However, kama, v'i tzor mirabanan, who, if the one who's depositing the cash money, and again, cash probably means coins, is a Talmud student, a Talmudical scholar, a rabbi. It's okay if the fellow didn't bury it immediately after Shabbos. Savar Dilma mi boile, you never know, maybe the Talmudical scholar will need the cash money on Saturday night, Zuzi la Avdalasa, to buy kos of wine for Avdallah, even though he kind of can be Yotzi with Avdallah, which you hear from somebody else. A lot of times it's better to make it yourself also. However, nowadays that beachcombers are very common, or gushai are literally people who take sticks and sort of bang around on the ground to see if they can detect a hollow spot, and they'll go and try to dig it up and see if it's somebody's money, then the only place to effectively hide cash money is in the ceiling beams. Nowadays, though, deshrichi frumi, since there's a lot of frumis these days, what is a frumi? Rashi says those who bang the ceilings to see if there's any hollow spots where people could be hiding money. Ein lam shmir ela beini orbit. The only place to effectively hide cash money is in between the blocks or the bricks which make up the wall of the house. Come, I'm a Rava, I don't know Rava's name, he says, who made a Shmuel b'kaiso. Shmuel, who about 7 lines ago had said that the only place to put it would be in the ground, the cash money would agree that you could put it in the wall. Come, va'idna, nowadays though, the shrichi tfuchai are wall bangers who try to find out the hollow places in the walls and see if there's money there. Eilin shmira ella, you know where you keep them? In the wall still, but in the upper, like, 2-3 inches of the wall near the ceiling, or the lower 2-3 inches of the wall near the floor. Amalei Ravacha Breda Rav Yosef the Ravashi. Hasam Tzana Meseches Psachim, when it's talking about chametz, and where you have to go searching for chametz, where you don't have to go searching for chametz, that's he had some chametz. Shenafla Mapilis, there was a like a building collapsed on top of it. Harehu Kemevur, it's considered as though it's already destroyed, and basically you don't have to go looking for it because it's halachically not there. Rishon Gamliel, who we boxed Omer, Kol Sheina Kelev Yachal Chapes Acharav. No, it's anything that a dog would not really be able to effectively search for. That's the end of this vague source. Vitano, we have another little brisa that goes all of 5 words. How deep is the depth that a dog will not really search for it? Kama chafisa zakelev, question mark. Gimel tfachim, 3 tefach. Hacha, when we're not talking about chametz and pesach, but we're talking about, let's say, cash coins that somebody gave to somebody else to watch for them. Hachamai, what would we say here? Mibayin and Shlesha Tfachim. Do we say that only if it's buried 3 Tfachim or deeper? Is it better if it's in the ground or maybe somewhere else? Whoever you have to do it, Olo or not. Well, Amarlei, so says back, I guess, says Ravashi, back to Ravach Breit of Yosef. Hasam, no. When it comes to the dog and the food and the chametz and pesach, mishum reicha, since a dog has a good sense of smell and he can still smell it, that's why we need that much depth. But even gimel tfachim, 3 tfachim of a collapsed wall. Hacha, over here, mishum, the Indian is more ichsuye me'ina, it has to be covered from the eye. Lo ba'inan gimel tfachim, you don't need gimel tfachim for it to be that deep. Vakama, how deep do you need it to be, in the backyard or in the wall? Rafram from Sichra said, Tefach, 1 tefach is sufficient. Period. From here till the end of the shir, we're going to have 5 cases. All of them start with the word Hahu. So I put a diamond around this, Hahu Gavra. 4 lines later, near the end of the line, is another Hahu Gavra. 2 lines below that, which is 3 lines before it ends, last 2 words of the line of Hahu Gavra, that gets a diamond. Anamud Beis, the last one in the line about 8 lines down is Hahu, and then it's Apitrepa Diasmi. That's a particular financial overseer of orphans. And then about 10 lines before the end of Amud Beis, first word in the line is Demei. In the middle of that line, it says Hahu Gavra, we put a diamond around that. The diamond, each diamond indicates the beginning of a new case. Here's the first. Hahu Gavra, there was this guy. To Ifkid Zuzi Gabi Chavre, he deposited cash, probably coins, with his friend. Oisvinu betzrifa de Orbani, and what did his friend do? His friend put it in a reed or a willow or wicker type of hut, which is a pretty good place to hide it from thieves. However, it's very flammable, subject to fire. What happened? Ignoiv, it was stolen from there. Now, what, if any, is the liability of the person who was watching the money? Amar Rav Yosef. And we're going to have 2 versions over here. Lashon number 1 starts here. I put a number 1 above it and vectored the Afal Gav. And a line and a half later, I squiggle underline the Igadamri and vectored the Afal Gav there and put a number 2 above it. So 2 versions. The first version of what Rav Yosef said is, Afal Gav Dilinyan Nitirusa, Linyan Ganvi, excuse me, Nitirusa, even though as far as it being stolen, this is considered a valid, reasonable place to have hidden it, or placed it, le'inyan nurab shiusehi. However, fires, which were much more common in those days, is basically a totally flammable sort of thing that it's in, and that would be considered negligent, and therefore, it's a situation of tchilasai b'pshia v'seif ba'ines, because, you know, you put it in an area that it, like, reasonably, if there's a fire, it would destroy all of it. Even though what happened in the end was an onus something beyond his control, he, the one who's watching this, is the chayav. He would be responsible for a full compensation of whatever the value of the money that was given to him was. The Igadamri, alternatively, Afal Gav, this would be the second Lashon, we vector the Afal Gav, Afal Gav, the Inyan Nura. Even though the truth is that if like a fire had broken out, it'd be considered pshiusahi, negligence, le'inyin ganvi. However, what happened? It was stolen, and therefore when it comes to it being stolen, netirusahi, that was a pretty good place to put it. U'tchilasai, and therefore a case of tchilasai pshiusahi ba'inis would be potter of a hilchasai, put a hilchasai marker on the hilchasai, the gemara paskins halacha l'maisa, in a case where tchilasai, the initial act that you did was something that was negligent, b'pshia, however what happened to it in the end, v'saifa ba'inis, would be chayev. Hahu gavra, have a diamond around this hahu gavra, de'ifkin zuzi gabi chavre, he deposited some money with Bob. Amalei havli zuzi came back, I don't know, a week later, a month later, and said to Bob, hey Bob, can I have my money back? Amalei Bob says, lo yadana hecha isfinu, I don't remember, or I don't know where I put it down. I know I put it somewhere, I can't remember. So, the case came before us, the coming to Rava, Amar lehu, and Rava said to them, call any case of, two-word phrase, lo yadana, I don't know. Pshiusahi, that's considered negligent. Zil shlim. So he tells the fellow, go and pay. If somebody deposits money with you, you can't say back to them in the future, you don't remember where you put it. Hugavra, here's the third case. You put a diamond on the Hugavra. There was this fellow, de'ifkid zuzi gabi chavre, he deposited money with his friend Bob. Ashla minu le'ime, what Bob do? Bob gave it to his mother, to Bob's mother. Vaisfinu be Kartalisa, and she put it in a Kartalisa, Rashi says, is some sort of box, probably some sort of, I don't know, wood box. Ve'ignoiv, however, the money was stolen. Amar Rava, now Rava, who's the officiating rabbi here, asks, Heichinei dainu, daini lahaidina, how should a judge judge this judgment? Like, that's, well, how do you pass in this case? So, we're going to have a few possibilities, we'll call them A, B, and C. A, if, if we say to the Shaimer, the one who is supposedly supposed to be watching this money, Zil Shlim, can we tell him that he has to go pay? Amar, well, he's going to say back, what do you mean I need to pay? When you deposit money by someone, not a bank, but just a typical guy who has, you know, his house and his family, call him Afkid, Al Das Ishto Yubanav Hu Mafkid. The depositor, of course, understands that the fellow might, you know, give it to his wife to hide somewhere, or his kids, and for that matter, his mother as well. And therefore, that wouldn't be a good psak. How about this? How about Nema La Leime? Why don't you say to the guy's mother, well, you're the one who put it in that Chazili Shlimi, go you pay. Amra, she'll say back to the good rabbi, Lo Amrli de Lav Di Deininu de Ak. Birinu, listen, my son never told me that it wasn't his, that I should bury it. Like, how am I supposed to know? I thought it was his. Okay, well then, Nema Lay, why don't we say to the son, am I Loi Amrisla? Why didn't you say to your mother that it was somebody else's? Amar, he says, listen, I figured, who's she going to watch it most for? Kol Shekein Dechi Amina La Didi Ninu, like, all the more so. If she hears that it's my money, Tfei Mizdaharna, but who she would be even more careful with it. Therefore, like, my intention was to make sure she was as careful with it as possible. Ella, so he squealed on her in the Ella. Elama Rava, Rava's Psakir is Mishtava Ihu Dano Zuzi Ashleminu Lime. He has to swear that the money that was given to him, he gave it to his mother to take care of. Umishtaba ime, and his mother will swear to Hano Zuzi Oisvinu be Kartalisa, and she'll swear that she put the money in the box. The ignoven was stolen, and they would both be potter. Huapi Trebidi asked me, there was this financial overseer of the estate of some orphans. Dezavanlu Turli asked me, he took some of the money of the estate and purchased a ox for the orphans. Umasre Labakra, and he did what you do with an ox. You give it over to somebody who's an ox professional, a bakra. Call him a cowboy, a herdsman, basically to watch the ox. However, lo havele kihi vashini. Unlike most oxen, this ox did not have any front teeth or back teeth, the mechal, to give it the ability to eat. In which case, since it couldn't eat, miss it shortly afterwards, drop dead. Now what? Kama. Amarami bar kama. I struggled Rami bar kama. And he says, just like we had the Lashon in the previous case, Heichi ni dainu, daini lahaidina. How should a judge judge this case? Colon, and then we're going to have a few possibilities, an A and a B. A, nema leila pitripa, if you say to the fellow who's in charge of the assets of the orphans, Zil Shlim, hey, listen, buddy, you got to go compensate. Amar, you say, what are you talking about? I have to compensate. I bought an asset. I bought a cow or a bull. And Labakra Masarte did what's the responsible thing to do? I gave it over to the person who's in charge of watching the cows. Well, suggestion B, name Alei Labakra. If we say to the fellows in charge of the bulls and the cows, Zil Shlim, go pay up. Amar, he'll say, why should I pay? Like, I did exactly what I usually do with any bull. Amar, Anna, Behadituri Ukimta. I put it with the rest of the oxen. The other, I don't know, 273. That's just an example. But all the other oxen and bulls that I'm watching. Uchla Shadoile, and I put plenty of food in front of it. How was I supposed to know? Lo Haviadana, I had no idea that it wasn't eating. Kama. Okay, well, the Gemara has a bit of a question, though. Michti. Let's take a look at this. Bakra, he is a paid watcher. He's watching somebody's ox, and he's paid for those services rendered. Shomer Sachar, and whose assets are they? Yisaimim. So the Bakra is a Shomer Sachar. He's a paid Shomer of the something that belongs to Yisaimim. He should have looked into it, like, is the animal eating or not eating? I guess that's a basic thing that you would assume that Bakra will do. The Gemara actually severely limits the whole case by explaining the following. If there was actual loss for the Yisaimim, which seems like there is, then that would be the case. But it's not going to be loss for the Yisaimim. What's the case here? There is no loss. Why? They caught back up with the fellow who originally owned the ox. And they explained to him, well, listen, the ox doesn't have any teeth, wasn't eating, and the Yisayim got a full refund of their cash money. Well, one second, if the Yisayim got a refund of their cash money, Elaman ka toin. Who's in court that Rami Bar Chama has to deal with this case? Who's asking to be judged for some sort of compensation? Oh, so not as we had thought, but the case actually was Mare de Tura ka toin. The original owner of the ox is the one who is making the following claim, Iboi Le Leoidoyan. Apparently, he's saying, well, listen, the apitropis should have let me, the seller, know, and he didn't let me know. So I'd like a compensation from him since I had to pay the assignment. Well, one second. My Modinan Le. What exactly would they be letting him know? He's the one who sold the ox. He's the one who sold the toothless ox. Made yada. He certainly knows the mekachtos. There's a mekachtos. So what kind of, cockamamie claim is it? Oh, you should have told me. What do you mean it was your ox? Well, it actually wasn't his ox because he was not the owner of the ox. He was one of these middlemen who buys and quickly turns around to sell to somebody else, otherwise known as a safsira. Dezavan mehachu buys from one place, umaz van lachan sells somebody else over a very short period of time, really doesn't have time to get to know his merchandise. Hilkach, therefore, mishtaba ihu, he, the seller in this case, who's the buy quick sell even quicker guy, the Safsira, Dilo Havi Yoda, he'll swear I had no idea that didn't have teeth, Umishalim Bakra, Tmei Basar Bezoil. And the herdsman who is in charge of watching the animal, he's going to have to compensate over. He's getting paid for it. He's a Shomer Sachar, but he'll have to pay the lower value of whatever cheap meat costs. Tmei Basar Bezoil. Period. Ehu Gavra, this is the last case. There was a fellow, Deifgid Keshusagabe Chavre. He had some hops. Hops is an ingredient when you make beer. And he deposited the hops with his friend Bob. Now, Havilati today, Nami Kuridik Shusa. It seems like Bob also had a big pile of hops. And a common drink in those days was beer. Amarle Lisarse. So Bob says to his either to his brewer or his attendant or his slave or the guy who was in charge of his household who also made his beer. Either way, he said to him, "Mehai Rami, take the hops from this hops over here, and we'll make some beer with it." However, Higgins or whoever the attendant is, he went and took it from the other pile. Okay, and now we got to look at the case. Amar of Amram. Heichi ni dainu daini. How should judges judge this case? Neima leila di dei zil shlim. if we say to this fellow, well, you got to go and pay the fellow who had the hops deposited with him, Amar, well, he'll come back with a claim and say, Anna, Amrle Mahairami, like I told Higgins to take it from this pile. Okay, well then, namely Lasarse, if we say to Higgins, hey, it's your responsibility to pay up, now Zil Shlim, Amar, he'll say back, well, I didn't get any orders to the contrary. Loy Amar Li, my boss didn't tell me, Mehai Rami, take from this pile, not from this pile. He just said, take from the pile. So I took from one of the piles. Ask the Gemara, V'id Shah Shir La Suyele. Well, 1 second. If there was one pile, we're assuming that was, I don't know, a 2-minute walk away to get it. There was another pile that was a 10-minute walk away. Well, when we asked him to get it, Idish Shaha, if it took Higgins before he got back the amount of time Shir La Suyele, the Lo Yaisele, like the amount of time it should have taken to get there, get the hops and come back, came and went, and he's not back yet. Well, is that pretty clear that he's taking the hops from the other pile of hops? Gali Adaita de Nihale, and it, like therefore the Shomer should be Chayiv. Well, the case is that that's not like that. Bedeloy Shaha. He didn't wait any. It didn't take him any additional time that it would normally take him to get back because probably both piles are right near each other. Well, safe. Might say to Ika. At the end of the day, where is there some sort of loss that we have to deal with? V'haka mishtarshe le. So we had two piles of hops. So the hops that the guy deposited with him, he ended up using that. Well, he's also got his own pile of hops. Why doesn't he just give some of his own hops back to the guy? Amrav Sama Brei Derava to have a shichra chala. Apparently, it turned out that the beer that he was brewing was vinegary, I guess, not good. Ravashi, who we also underline Amar, be kisi. Apparently, it's like lower quality hops that sometimes have there's some thorns mixed in with it, and it did not do the job he thought it would do in making the beer, and therefore Mishalim Leid to make kisi, he has to pay the value of the hops that have thorns in them, at least commensurate to however improved his beer was by putting those hops in. Adkan.